Space, the big empty. Me and my crew voyaged throughout the inky blacks looking for adventure, excitement, and wherever I wrote down my password to my Bitcoin account. I'm Captain Jersey Standard. This is my ship, the Watercress. And these are our stories.
Tonight's episode, Refreshments.
Top of the morning to you, Gutman.
What is all this?
Can't you tell a hot tub when you see one?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Hop on in. Water is fine.
Nope, not happening. Besides, I don't even have a suit. What's so funny?
Neither do we.
Yep, floating with our nature on full display.
I have never felt so free.
No way am I getting anywhere close to where I may accidentally see one of your doodles.
Suit yourself.
Lungs worked hard building this here hot tub from scraps.
So where did you get this much water? The ship's reclamators can barely keep the toilets full.
I devised a rig that could extract water from all the trash we got here in the cargo bay.
That's great. That's just great.
Thank you.
I just think, maybe, instead of, you know, building a hot tub, you could have possibly performed some essential maintenance in order to keep this flying death trap from falling apart.
Hey, don't look at me. The captain ordered me to do it.
I discovered I required a soak.
Captain, we have to get the ship repaired.
Oh, and we will. But not until I have saturated my desire for a soak. Speaking of saturation, be a dear and float me a sack of the jelly gin.
Oh, you haven't told him?
Nah, I like to avoid such scenes if possible.
I'm gonna enjoy this. You drank all the jelly gin.
I did?
Yup.
All of it?
All 32 sacks.
Well, I certainly do not recall a bender of such epic proportions.
Epic to say the least.
Well, I guess I'm surprised I didn't die.
Oh, you died, like, twice or something.
One time we had to move your lifeless corpse to the airlock.
What for?
Duh. Space burial.
Oh. I'm glad you didn't.
It twerked for lack of trying. Right as I was hitting the button to vent the airlock, you suddenly farted yourself alive.
Hmm.
It was very wet.
And then you changed your underwear and went right back to drinking.
Well, no matter, there's still a barrel or two of ouzo around here.
No, Skipper. You drank that as well in a completely separate bender. Actually, it was more of a sub-bender, but you did die again.
So, what do I have to drink?
Nothing.
Nada.
Zilch.
Your cup, as they say, runneth dry.
Who is this ubiquitous they?
Reality.
This cannot stand. Think. There has to be a solution.
Zach? Have you been underwater this whole time?
I made a bet with him that he couldn't start a fire underwater.
I'm close. I'm very close.
Gutman, you seem stressed.
I am stressed.
Which is why it's a lucky thing we got this here hot tub up and running. Your tensions will just melt away upon a little soaky-wokey.
Again, no, not gonna happen. Now, can we please focus on what's important?
Oh, sure thing. Now, to me, what's truly important is that I'm getting the shakes. With that, I find it hard to color within the lines metaphorically as well as physically. I must have me my booze.
Well, considering that we are in the middle of nowhere with no viable ports of call, I don't see a solution.
Eureka?
Oh, no.
I've got an idea. Follow me to Cargo Bay 3. The game is afeat!
Put a towel on!
No time! So avert your eyes! Off we go!
That is the whitest ass I have ever seen.
Could I possibly get a towel?
Sure.
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages.
Get ready for the ultimate in triple racing experience at the Route 407 Triple Track. Step into a world of speed, agility, and pure adrenaline as these magnificent balls of fur race to the finish line. Witness the grace and power of these incredible spears as they dash across the track with unwavering determination. Join the excitement of live racing, where every twist and turn ignites the thrill of the chase.
We now return to the Flight of the Bucket.
Captain, will you please put on this robe?
Fine, if that will stop your incessant complaining. Now, look around and tell me, what do you see?
I don't understand. There's nothing down here but a bunch of junk.
Yes, Skipper. I can't see what might be of value.
That's because you lack penetrating thought. Zach?
Sir. Yes, Captain, sir.
Could you... Where are your pants?
Left them in the hot tub.
I got some for you. Here, catch.
Why are pants down here in the cargo bay?
Ever since Zach decided to go all pantless, I've stashed several pairs around the ship.
That's a smart move.
Thank you. I like to plan ahead.
Quick question. Why doesn't that apply to ship maintenance?
Meh. Who knows why the wind blows?
Meteorologists.
Show off.
Hush now. Where's Zach? Where did the little booger go?
I see him. He's over there talking to himself.
Zach, get back over here.
Hello.
Zach? You know we all get creeped out when you stand and talk to yourself, remember?
I wasn't really talking to myself. I was squeaking to my friends.
There's no one else down here. We're it.
Zach, who exactly are these friends?
The rats.
Here we go.
I forgot about them.
You know, they're kind of planning on taking over the ship.
Of course they are.
We really need to do something about them rodents.
Heard.
Zach, what were you talking... Right, squeaking to the rats about.
Well, Randy and me, you know.
Randy?
The head rat.
Right.
Well, I guess existentialism, I guess, and, you know, some cheese stuff.
So let me guess, you talked about fire.
Yeah, but we kind of differ on style. They prefer more of a brush fire, where I like a fire that, you know, is gonna one day probably consume the universe.
I wish you wouldn't say things like that.
Zach, why don't you go up to the bridge and keep an eye on things?
Okay, yeah.
And no fires.
Yeah, sure, no promises.
No, I need a promise. Gone.
All right, can we refocus on why we came down here?
Okay.
All right. Well?
Well, what?
Why are we down here?
Well, I thought you were going to tell me.
I don't know why we're here.
Lungs, why did you bring us down here?
Why are you looking at me?
Well, one of you... Wait. It was my idea, wasn't it?
Yes.
This unwelcome sobriety is affecting my memory. Anywho's, Lungs, could you adjust your extractor to work as a distiller?
Oh, lords.
What? It's a brilliant plan. It reeks of Captainitis.
Did you just coin that term?
Yep. You like it?
Yeah, I actually do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Captainitis, it definitely, it sounds like an affliction, or like a failure.
What failure?
Well, let's see. You want to distill alcohol using water extracted from the galaxy's cast-offs?
That and our black water.
That sounds very safe.
Yes, well, no, we'd need to filter it a bit first. What do you think, Lungs?
I could probably rig some sort of the molecular scanner to strip out the less desirable aspects.
There you go.
To be clear, though, this stuff has been fermenting for a bit, and we've had some pretty odd beings on board.
Like my mother-in-law? my mother-in-law's such a terrible person. And that's a problem. How, exactly?
It ain't all human DNA floating around in the poop water.
The problem is that non-human DNA can do weird things chemically.
So,
some of it is hard to scan, and if you don't strip all of it out, you could cause adverse reactions if ingested.
I'm afraid Gutman is right, Skipper, and my track record ain't that great neither.
Don't get your spacesuit all bunched up. We'll test it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure you will.
Y'all get to work on that distiller.
Where are you going?
I've got to go dock with a space toilet and drop off some supplies, if you know what I mean. This undesired sobriety has certainly opened the floodgates.
I should have known better than to ask.
Yup.
Care to give me a hand?
Nope. out of the question. No way am I touching any of this.
That's fair. There is some poop involved.
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages.
You've always put your family first, financially and emotionally. But what if something happens to you or to them? Consider clone insurance and have the peace of mind that if the unthinkable happened, you'll still have a piece of their mind. Warning, 1 out of 5 clients find their clone peace of mind to be evil. Underwritten by your friends at Omnicorp.
We now return to the flight of the bucket.
Captain's Log Supplemental. My recent forays into Zach's carefree, pantless lifestyle has met with hostility from my crew. Shame. Anywho's, Lungs has informed me that he has constructed a sophisticated filtration system to take our black water and convert it into sweet apple jelly gin. Time for a blind taste test. By that I mean after I taste, I hope not to go blind. Cap'n out. Lungs, am I to understand that we are a go?
Good news, bad news.
All right, hit me.
Oh, may I? I just want to get one.
Stuff it, Gutman. You know what I mean. Now, Lungs, lay it out for me.
Good news is the filter is up and running. So far, I've produced enough, liquor to keep you in your cups for at least a fortnight.
And?
The samples came back clean.
That's excellent! So, what's the bad news?
We need someone to be the first to try it.
Not it.
Well, as captain, I'm certainly not it.
Well, this is quite the radioactive radish, as my peepaw used to say.
Tell you what, we'll figure something out.
Hello. What's everybody doing? Anyone kind of feel like a little fire? Captain, can I have some matches? You know, the old saying, you bring the matches and I'll bring the kerosene and I'll burn the world
down. No, Zach, no fires. Did you bring me some toaster strudels?
Yeah. Hot out of my butt.
You mean the oven, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but now, I don't know. No, I'm not so sure.
Whatever, I'm hungry.
Zach, I am so glad to see you.
You are? Okay, that's kind of
different. Well, for once, you're wearing pants.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be. It's doctor's orders, so, you know.
Well, you are, and I think this deserves a little celebration.
I can see where this is going. I'm going to go back up to the bridge.
What was Gutman talking about?
Oh, never mind that. Here. Have a glass of,
What?
Well, you tell me. Have some.
Yeah. This is good. I'm pretty sort of thirsty,
Well, come over here, good buddy, and have yourself a drink.
It kind of looks like chunky water.
Oh, them's is just the flavor crystals. It's fine. Now, drink up.
Okay. It's really foamy. Should I give a toast?
Just drink it, Zach.
Okay.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Nice knowing ya.
Well, how is it?
How's what?
The liquor. Zach, how is the liquor?
Oh, you mean the chunky water? It's delicious. It tastes like pineapple and, snozzberries?
Really?
Captain, I think it worked. It definitely smells like hooch.
Zach, do you taste any sort of off flavors?
Like what?
Oh, you know, butterscotch, or anything astringent, or...
Anything like pee, or poop, or death.
Yeah, poison, or anything like that.
No, nothing at all, just a nice, light pineapple, kind of snozzberry taste, and, kind of a burst of unwarranted confidence.
Any physiological effects?
I don't know what that means.
Does your stomach hurt?
What?
Your belly?
Don't get it.
I got this. We're talking about your tum-tum, Zach.
What about it?
Is it all kerfuffle? Do you feel sick or queasy?
I feel good.
How about your vision? Do you feel like you're going blind?
Nope. My vision's good. In fact, you know, I think everything's kind of seeming a little bit more vivid somehow. Ooh.
Lungs, pour me a couple of fingers of that stuff.
Are you sure?
I am prepared to take the Snaz Appleberry plunge.
Here you go.
That's damn tasty.
Is it pineapple?
No, it's more like a nice fall day.
Well, that certainly makes sense.
Try some.
No.
That's an order.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
That's pretty tasty.
Like a fall day, right?
No, more like my mother's love. When she would wrap me in a warm blanket fresh out of the dryer.
Worlds above that trash jelly gin I've been drinking. I feel younger, more alive. I feel virile.
Another round of Mama's love?
Certainly.
Hey, Zach, would you like some more?
No, I'm good.
Is there something wrong with your hands? You keep staring at them.
Get him.
Zach, get your hands out of my face so I can see them properly.
Okay.
They look okay to me. Do they hurt?
No, I just keep growing extra fingers.
Don't be silly. You've got 5 per hand.
I've got so many thumbs. I'm all thumbs.
Zach, I can't see anything. Lungs, get over here. And,
Have you always had 3 eyes?
No, not that I'm aware of. But I must say, those wings you're growing are just divine.
Oh, is it getting warm in here?
Considering Zach has stripped buck naked, it must be.
Oh, I feel strange.
Hey, Captain, have you ever thought about your name? Like, really thought about it? I mean, would I be the lungs I am if I wasn't named Lungs?
Oh, that is fascinating.
I can see through time to like the origins of the universe. It's so exciting, but so terrifying.
They should have sent a poet.
Oh, God, where did all these space pirates come from?
Space pirates? Where? And not space pirates. They've come for our booties. Booties.
No, not me family jewels.
This pirate situation escalated quite quickly.
Run for your life to dungeon room to grab our swords.
No fair. You have wings. You can fly away.
Great idea! Flap my beautiful bat wings! Flap!
Take me with you!
Let go! I'm too heavy with you wrapped around my waist. I'm portly enough as it is.
Never will I let you go, for I love you. I love you, you fat, fat man.
I love you too, little buddy. Hold me closer, tiny dancer. And away!
Good news, everyone. I have been one with the cosmos. I'm so scared.
The Flight of the Bucket will return after these messages.
And now, time for a Bowberry Buttery Biscuit from Bojangles News Update.
And now, a WSHR newsflash. Deathcore Incorporated, a subsidiary of Omnicore Galactic, announced a massive recall for their entire line of suicide boots due to a software glitch resulting in not instant painless death, but rather undesired immortality. Details at R30.
We now return to the Flight of the Bucket.
Gutman, allow me, once again, to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean it, Gutman. I'm sorry. We are sorry. Right, Lungs? Lungs? Lungs!
Yeah, what? Oh, sorry. I think I may have died there for just a second.
But you want to apologize to Gutman, correct?
Oh, yes. I cannot stress how sorry I am at all this.
So, seriously, we screwed up.
Yeah, you did.
And we admit that, all of us.
And how?
Okay, tell me again what you are apologizing for.
I already said what we did.
I know, but I didn't record it last time. You see, I want a hard copy. And from what I can see, you really don't have a choice.
Gutman.
Look into the camera.
Fine. I'm sorry that I tried to take toxic waste and make a delicious, intoxicating beverage.
And?
And I shouldn't have used Zach as a test subject.
You're doing great. Keep going.
And I also shouldn't have sipped it myself until we were sure there would be no ill effects.
Effects that turned out to be...
oh, so powerful hallucinations.
Which caused you to...
strip naked and smear myself and lungs down with Snoztopia.
Mm-hmm. Leading you to...
running onto the bridge in a psychotic state. But for all that, I am truly, truly sorry for one thing above all.
Which is?
That you, oh God, saw my pecker again.
Looks like it had ears on it.
Not now, Zach. So, Gutman, will you accept our apology?
Apology accepted.
Good. Now, could you please, please untie me, Zach, and Lungs from these chairs so that we may don our underclothing?
Nope.
Come on, please. Hey, where are you going? Gutman?
Huh. I guess she's still a little peeved.
I would say so. She can hold a grudge, that one.
Hey, y'all. I'm the Lizard King.
We know.
This has been Flight of the Bucket. Tune in next week for another exciting episode.
If you want to know more about the people that put this all together, like the cast and crew and stuff, go to superhappyproductions.com. HPPT. I gotta go pee-pee.